Okay, the Shem Yishmol brings. Shem Yishmol brings Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He says from his father that the difference between Nisan and Iyar is the difference between Klal and Prat. Hinei Chodesh Hazeh Nikra Chodesh Ziv. We know that one of the code names for Chodesh Iyar is the month of Ziv. What does Ziv mean? Ziv Ashchina. The radiance, the glow, the shine. Nira Dinei, Shem Yishmol brings from his father. Ki Nisanu Mitzara Klal. V'lezeh mora tleh, she'ein lem ela kol echad. V'iyar hu mitzad ha'prat, v'zeh shemaz lo shur. V'kmo shiramzu chazal in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, b'shofer shal parah kevin dekai gildi gildi. He brings from his father, Avnei Nezer, that Nisan is a zman of klal. And therefore it corresponds to the little shepsala, right? The mazel for the month of Nisan is the tlat, is the little, right? Chad gadia, the little sheep, the little goat, the little animal. She'elem ela kol echad. The little shepsala, the little sheep has only one voice. They all cry out in the same voice. So that's a time of klal. Iyar is a zman of prat. And therefore the mazel, the astrological sign for the month of Iyar, is the shur. Why? Because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that a shofar shall para came into kai gildi gildi. There are layers upon layers. Right? The horn of a shur, the making of a shofar, is going to have what? Is going to have a layer on top of a layer on top of a layer on top of a layer. So therefore it represents many pratim, many individual layers. That's what he brings from. No, but they're related. That's the comparison that he's making. Okay, so Nisan is his man of klal, and Iyar is his man of prat. What does that mean? Alder chavoda. The Yeshli lohosu b'zed dvarim says Shem Yishmol. I want to explain what my holy father was getting at. Dine b'chodesh Nisan ha'isis galus elukus asher kol hakochos hachomriyam nichnu l'kedusha. In the month of Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megal himself in such a way that it was klal. Everything was equal. Leveled the playing field. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was so dominant that all chumrius, all physicality, was mevatel itself to the kedusha of Hashem. Like it says in Shmos Perek Zayin, V'yad'u Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. Everyone knew. Mitzrayim is a code word for all the tumah and all the klipa in the world. It was all what? It was all completely leveled out. Klal, Nisan, Klal. Everything was equal. Everything was bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zesh anu omba gada atche nigla aleyem melech machim lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'galam shemachmas hizgalus elukus nichnu kol hakochos hachitzonim. Anything and everything was bottled to Hashem. V'alze moret le hachna'a. And therefore the little sheep, the little obedient sheep that does what it's told to do, is the month, is the sign for the month of Nisan. Matla rosho shalzeh besides navel shalzeh. The little sheep knows how to stay in line. The little sheep, Chazal say, line up. Right, the head of this one aligned with the tail of that one. Valkein haya or aluki meir lekulam b'shaveh. So in Nisan, everyone is equal. In Nisan, this galus alukus is equal for all. Ki or lo haya kefi his oras atachtonim. It was all isarusa de la'ela. It was all from Hashem's perspective. Hashem was the one who was leading the way. We weren't worthy. We were all on a low level. Halalo of the Avodah Zarah, halalo of the Avodah Zarah. The whole world was broken, so to speak. And Hashem came from his perspective and said, I'm revealing myself equally to all. V'amesach ha'mavdil nisbatel, and anything that could have stopped one from interacting with Hashem was totally destroyed, was made batel. Imkein hayu l'kulam b'shava. V'hinei hu b'chlal. That's the klal. Comes along Chodesh Iyar now, and now individuality starts to express itself. Aval Iyar shelo haisabo is galus alukus, vakochos achomrim lo nisbatlu me'atzmam, ve'im chosim avdilin b'fnei ha'or aluki, ve'eino meyer lelibos b'nei Yisrael, elo lefi erech hazichuch shekol echad ve'echad. So now the month of Iyar, Hashem pulls back and gives us a little space. And now each person starts to become human again. It's no longer Moira Gadol Zagila Shechina, like the Seder. You're not sitting and basking in the presence of Hashem anymore. You're no longer mamish in front of the Shechina, right? But it's Chodesh Ziv. It's Chodesh Ziv, which means what? That means a ray of light from the Shechina can still be found if you make yourself roy lekach. Yes, the Chumrius is back in play, and there are things that are going to get in the way. But a person who refines himself, Lefi Madrigaso, will be Zocha to get something. Each person will get in accordance with his ability to remove anything that could get in the way. Each person gets in the month of Iyar in accordance with his efforts. Nisan is a gift. Iyar is the time where we put in the effort and the work to come to Kabbalah Satorah. And that's why the mazel for the month of Iyar is the shor. The ox, of course, unlike the little shepsala, which falls into line head to tail, the ox is an animal that has to work very hard. Yada shor koneyu, like the Navi Yeshaya says. Umorasha kolu lefi erecha karaso. How much do you know? What's the Shem Hashem for the month of Iyar? What's the Shem Havai, the arrangement of Hashem's name for the month of Iyar? We just finished Nisan, Azman of Seder, Yudke Vavke, in order. What's the arrangement of Hashem's name, the four letters of Hashem's name? Yud Hei Hei Vav. And its Merum is in what Pasuk? Yisalel Hamishalel Haskel Vidoa. Meaning what? Yisalel Hamishalel Haskel Vidoa. A person has to come to Das. Yoda Shor Konehu. The one who works hard to get to know his master. Yishala mishala. What the Navi is saying is there is don't take pride in all the outer trappings of things. But take pride in what? Yishala mishala. The source of Hillel is what? Is Haskel Yadoosi. The person who works hard to get to know me. Umorasha akoli lefi erecha karasam. So the one who works is the one who's going to get. Uchsev noda b'sha'arim bala. Noda b'sha'arim bala. I just thought of a var. Everyone knows, the Gemara says that everyone agrees that Kabbalah Satorah was on Shabbos. Right? A machlokas what? It was sixth of Sivan or the seventh of Sivan. But everyone knows that Kabbalah Satorah was on Shabbos. Yeah? No, so what's the cloud by Shabbos? What does the Gemara say? Only someone who works on Erev Shabbos eats on Shabbos. Right? So if Kabbalah Satorah is Shabbos, so that means these days the Sfiras HaOmer is what? Is Erev Shabbos. Which again is exactly this Yisod. That only one who works on Erev Shabbos is Zocha to what? To eat on Shabbos. Everyone agrees. Again, whatever day Kabbalah Satorah was, but everyone agrees with Shabbos. Which means you can only come to Kabbalah Satorah if what? If you're willing to work hard. And that's what Chodesh Iyar is about. Hashem gets us started in Nisan, and then Hashem says in Iyar, like a shore, like an ox, plowing, working, pushing. Know the b'sha'arim bala, like the Zohar says. Kol chad v'chad l'fum mad d'sha'ar b'libe. Each person in accordance with however big he makes the opening of his heart. However much space you make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Famous line from the Kotzker, wherever you let him in, that's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be present. V'alkein yuvan sh'nikra chodesh Iyar ziv. So now we understand why the month of Iyar is called radiance, ziv, hainu. She'ein bo ele ziv shala'or ha'miskala b'nisan. We're no longer mamish in front of the sun. Right? But now we're sitting and basking in the rays of the sun, in the radiance, in that which emerges from the sun. The Ziv HaShechina. It's no longer a clear Gila HaShechina, but it's one step removed. It's Ziv HaShechina. V'aziv eina yachol laheir derech mechitza achura el derech zechuchis. The Ziv, that ray of light, is not powerful enough to break through things. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chodo v'atzmo. Rather, you have to put up what? It has to be able to, the glass has to be clear and clean. Right? The mechitzos that separate, if there is going to be any separation, has to be transparent. Or at least translucent to let the light in. El derech zechuches, shelachein ein yad kulam shavabo. And therefore, in the month of Iyar, while Nisan, everyone's on fire and everyone's equally inspired, in Iyar, you know, people start to separate from the pack. Some people start to slip, some people start to grow. But not everyone's equal in the month of Iyar. V'alkein b'chodesh zeh bo elima. And that's why, right after Az Yashir, when everyone was equal, what do we know by Az Yashir? Zeh keli v'anveyu, everyone saw. Marin be'etzba, even a shifcha, right? Saw more by Kriyas Yamsuf than the Navi Yechezkel ben Buzi. But right after that, after everyone was equal, Now we crossed, the Egyptians are dead, that stage of Yetzias Mitzrayim is over, and now they come to where? Elima. First of all, Elima itself is a lashon of strength, right? Of strengthening oneself like the shore. But look what he says. What happened in Elim? Right after, right before, end of Perek Tezvav. Right after Az Yashar. What happened in Elim? Visham Shtem Esrei Enos Mayim. There they encountered 12 springs of water. Why? Because Keneged Yud Beis Shvatim Ve'ein Mayim El Torah Hayinu Shekol Shevet V'Shevet Yeshlo Mayan Miuchad B'Torah Lefi Erko. That each Shevet had its own approach and its own Mayan from which it draws forth its Torah. Concludes the Shem Yishmuel Uvizeh Yesh Lefarish Lashon Sefer Yetzirah. Now we can understand one more thing about the month that we're entering into. B'Nisan K'siv Himlich Oshei B'Sicha. The letter for the month of Nisan is the letter Hey. The action for the month of Nisan is Sicha, is speak, is speaking, is speech. Kolamar Bele Saper Areza Meshubach. That's Chodesh Nisan. Shows Hey Mora Al Knesses Yisrael. Vuhu Mitzad HaKlal. The letter Hey represents the Jewish people in their entirety. That's Chodesh Nisan. HaChodesh Hazel Lachem. This month is you. You are the letter Hey, Klal Yisrael. Uvi'iyar. What's the letter for the month of Iyar? Says Sefer Yetzirah Osvav. And what's the action? Hear her thinking. Why? Ki Vav hi Os Hamshacha Kanoda. Because Vav is what? And. Vav is a Hamshacha. Vav is a connector. Right? Am I going to be able to connect what I got on Leila Seder? Am I going to be able to connect what I got over the Yom Tov of Pesach to Shavuos? And the way to connect that is through Chodesh Iyar. It's through the days of Sfiras Omer. Can I make that connection? Can I make that hamshacha? And the difference is going to be legabe my hirhor, my intentions. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, everyone does the same mitzvah. Everyone here put on tefillin today, right? I hope. Everyone here put on tefillin today? Everyone here ate matzah on Pesach? Right? We all did the same mitzvah. You'll say it's not exactly the same. My tefillin's a little bit like this, your tefillin's a little bit like that. Your matzah's shatz or matzah's, your matzah's charedim, your matzah's this. Some people like hand, some people like machine. Okay, fine. But lemaisa, we all did the same mitzvah. But the kavana of the mitzvah, the hero of the mitzvah, each person is a totally different thing. Some of us put on our tefillin half asleep today, and some of us were mamish lit up to come to Rosh Chodesh here. Right? And that's why the Sfarim say, the parshios of the tefillin shel yad versus the tefillin shel rosh. How many separate sections are there in the Tefillin Shel Rosh? There's four separate sections. Tefillin Shel Yad. All four parashios are written on one piece of cloth. Why? Because when it comes to the Yad, when it comes to the doing, we all do the same thing. But in terms of the mindset, in terms of the Kavana, in terms of the Hirar, concludes the Shem Yishmuel over Hirar. Hainu kol chad v'chad lefo mad mishar b'libe. Each person in accordance with his mental capacity. Okay, so this is the avoda of Chodesh Iyar, which we've begun today. Turn to page 3. I want to do the second piece of Nesivos Shalom first. And hopefully you'll see why. We discussed the question of why don't we make the bracha of Shechianu when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. We saw some approaches of the Baal Meor, and we've shown him. So he quotes here from Kajetz or Magid. You see on page 3 by the Osebeis. Uve'inyan zeh isa od ba'avodas Yisrael me'arav ha'kadosh mikajnitz. In Pnimiyas HaTorah, there's a very simple answer why we don't make a bracha of Shechianu on Sfiras Omer. What does Shechianu mean? I'm so thankful that I've come and I've arrived at this new Zman. According to what we're explaining, is Sfiras HaOmer a new Zman? Take a look, it's very posh. Says the Kajetz or Magid, Umuva bidvareinu kama pam letaritz mashahikshu aposkim, madua ein mavarchim shechianu al mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. Why don't you make a bracha of shechianu on the unique mitzvah? It comes once in a while, it's not all the time. Make shechianu, acknowledging the new zman, kumo akol mitzvos hazmanios. So he says, based on what we know from the Ari HaKadosh, Shabalel Aleph de Pesach on the Leil Seder, Me'irim Kvar Kol Hagiluyim V'Ha'aros Shalimei Asfira. Everything that we're working on, prat by prat, like the Avni Nezer said during Sfira, we already got the whole thing when at the Seder. You have already experienced the 16th day of the Omer. When? By the Seder. You already had Lag BaOmer. Had Lag BaOmer already. I thought I'm getting ready for Lag BaOmer. Nope, you had Lag BaOmer already. When did you have Lag BaOmer? On Leil Eskadish Chag, by the Leil Seder. You had all the day, you experienced all of the Or, all of the light, of all of the days of the Omer, you already experienced it by the Leil Seder. Mochen de Godless Vekatnus, everything came down. The Klal and the Prat. You experienced everything. You're basically ready for Shavuos. However, here's the challenge. We got a taste of it. And then Pesach is over. You wake up the morning after the Seder, right? And you're feeling groggy. Now maybe you're groggy because you had some really strong wine, or maybe you had, I don't, it's not nice to say something, too many kazesim of matzah. I don't think you could... Not a refined way to speak, right? Let's say too many kazayis. What does it mean too many kazayis? Every kazayis is a mitzvah kiyumis, gavaldik thing. Right, but let's say you're trying to figure out. I don't understand. If I'm filled up from mitzvos from the night before, so why do I feel groggy? You know why you feel groggy? The morning after the Seder? Maybe because I stayed up late. Yeah, but you stayed up late in Avodas Hashem, so shouldn't you feel energized when you wake up? The answer is because what you experienced the night before has been taken away from you. You just had all of the oros of the entire Omer experienced in one shot. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws you into the dark. So now, all that light is gone. And now we've experienced the Klal, and now it's time to work through Chodesh Iyar on the Prat. So now we understand, why don't you make a new Shechiyan on Sfiras Omer? Because it's not new. It's Chazara. Sfiras HaOmer is Chazara on the Leil HaSeder. So much happened on that night that we're going to take the next 49 days, the next 7 weeks, to Chazar the whole thing. So therefore, we don't make a bracha of Shechiyano on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Ki ein eil ha'aros chadashos, shein kvar nisgalu b'leil ha'alf de Pesach. V'al pizem mavaris sheil ha'sachacham ba'gata. So now you have a new biur. Look at this, Chavra. A new biur, what the ha'chacham is asking at the Seder. Chacham, what a tzaddik! Look what he says. Ma ha'idus v'achukim v'mishpatim. What are all these things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding us? What's he asking? D'shei loso al avodas yimei sfira. He's not asking about the Seder. He's sitting at the Seder. He's osek in the Seder. He knows the halachos of the Seder inside out. What's he asking? He's asking if we're getting everything now, if we prepared for the Seder, and we came to the Seder, and we tapped into all the mitzvos, like we've said in the past from the Vilna Gaon, 64 mitzvos, deraisa, derabanan at the Seder, we got all the ore in the world. So now, I don't understand. I have to do it again? Take a look at the left-hand column, top of the left column. The Chacham says, what's with Sfira? And therefore, what's the purpose of doing it all over again? So we say to the Chacham in the third line, how does that answer the question? We say to the Chacham, listen, there are times in life that are going to be like the Leil Seder. Totally, totally lit up. More gadol. Godless hamochin. Gilu ishchina. V'yesh yimei cheshchus, but there's also dark times. Jmanim shalas gabr sayei tzahara. Ad kedei she'eini yachol lamod b'zeh. Times when you feel that you can't do anything. Baal Shem Tov explained one of the reasons of Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigis. Why do we have to be pressured into Kabbalah Satorah? Why does Hashem have to force us to accept the Torah? We said Nasa V'Nishma. Tos was his question. Shabbos Peches. You know what the answer is? Because the Jews right now are mamish on such a high. So Hashem says, what a joke. You think it's always going to be like this? There's going to be time that you have to put a gun to your head to drag yourself out of bed to get to davening. Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigis. If you don't force yourself, you think it's always going to be fun and games? It's always going to be godless hamochin. There's going to be long stretches where what? Where you feel that everything is prati, right? A person who's living in a klaliistic way, right? When he sees kind of the big picture, that everything's gavaldic. When a person sometimes is in katnas hamochin, he's in the ER times of life, and everything becomes very Pratiya's dick, right? And every little detail of life starts to get on his nerves. So it's in those moments, you got to know how to survive. So we say to the Chacham, look what we say to him, where it's underlined. We say to him, you know what the Seder is? V'atafkit shal ish Yehudi hu. L'hachin me'azmanim ha'gadolim shakarash baruch hu meyir lo l'zmanim achsheichem. We need to take spiritual sustenance. We need to charge up, so to speak, our batteries in the Lel Seder in order to make it through the entire stretch of Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer, our Mamash is trying to, we're holding on to make it to Shavuos. So look what he says. V'zeh inyin Lel Aleph to Pesach Shuzman Godless. V'acher kach mistalekes harasa. You want to see how successful you are in Pesach? You want to see how much energy you took for the road? Let's see how far you can get down the road. Let's start traveling during the days of Sfira. Uva yimei Sfira, shem yimei katnus. V'yimei agalus, mi'irmes yimei katnus. And hopefully what we experience on Pesach will continue to radiate Ziv, Chodesh Ziv, into the month of Iyar. Shebelel Aleph to Pesach yardim bisarusa de la'ela giluyim ke'ela. Ha'mi'irmes kol yimei Sfira. Umikocham nitein la'giya oz shuv la'oros shayom rishon de Pesach. Ha'idei yisarusa de la'tata. We got handed the whole thing on a silver platter on the Lel Seder. But now, we try to show that I earned those things. And I can do those things on my own. Right? No one's holding the bike anymore. You got to ride by yourself. So now he says a beautiful fart. Says the Slonimer, U'bizeh mevar sham gam kein ha-simen at-bash. We know in Shulchan Aruch it brings a simen at-bash. That the night, the same day of the week of Aleph Pesach is going to be Tav, Tisha B'Av. The same day of Beis of Pesach is going to be Shin, Shavuos. What's the link between Pesach and Tisha B'Av? The egg on the Seder plate, a sign of Avelah, is Pesach, Tisha B'Av, At, Aleph Tav, Aleph Pesach is Tisha B'Av. What's the pshat? So he says so beautifully, where it's underlined. Behainu. Shebiyom Aleph to Pesach, Sarech Yehudi Lekasher Atzmo Heitev, Kol Kach Ba'Hashem Yisbarach, Ad She'afilu B'Tisha B'Av, Shiyom Acheshkes HaGadol B'Yosher Yekosher La'Hashem Yisbarach. We tie ourselves so tightly to Hashem in the Lel Seder, so that way when I'm really, 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 really feeling far away, I still feel connected to Hashem. That I got so much light basking in the Gilui Shechina of the Lel Seder, that even on Tisha B'Av, I'm still able to pick up on that ray of light. Ki zoi avoda shel ish Yehudi, that the days of godless should be yayir as yimei hakatnus. And he goes on and he explains. He concludes by saying, "This is the pshat." In Eretz Yisrael, the reading parshas Emor already this week. This is the pshat Emor el Kohanim, Emor va'amarta. Right, Emor el Kohanim va'amarta. What's the Emor va'amarta? Rashi says, Lahazir Gedolim Alakatanim. What does that mean, Lahazir Gedolim Alakatanim? So says the Slonim Rebbe, Lahazir Zohar, to shine, to illuminate, Lahazir Gedolim Alakatanim. There are illuminated times that have to shine so brightly that they can want that light can carry over into the times of Katan. That during the days of Iyar, which is so burdensome, the shur, the work animal, to be able to continue plowing, right, to make sure that I have enough light stored up from Chodesh Nisan and to take it with me into the Zmanim of Ketan. And he concludes by saying, quotes from the Torah's Avos, explaining the Pasuk, Alzos yispalel kol chasid alecha l'eis mitzah. Look what he says. He quotes on the Torah's Avos, a collection of teachings from Slonim and Lechovich and Kubrin, Eis mitzah. When a person is Eis mitzah, at a time he walks out of what? Walks out of yeshiva at the end of the Zman, walks out of Pesach, and goes into the long stretch of Iyar, the painful stretch of Iyar. Don't forget the Chinuch's answer. You have a new appreciation for the Chinuch's answer. Why don't we count down to Kabbalah Satorah? What's the say for a Chinuch's answer? Because if I start counting from 49, it's too long. It's too painful. Meaning we understand this is a very hard stretch. To get from Pesach to make it safely to Shavuos is a very, very difficult stretch. So if we would start counting, 49, 48, it's such a big number to start with, the Chinuch says, that we're going to go crazy. So let's just count in a way that's smaller. 1, 2, 3. It's like a little psychological trick that we're playing. It becomes more manageable when you count up. So, Al Zos Yispalel Kol Chasid. No, you're chassid. Any chassidim here? Azaz yispal kol chassid elecha le'es mitso. This is what a chassid davens at a time that he walks out. What does that mean? Es mitso hainu be'es hayetzia mishabbos kodesh v'yom tov. When you walk out of Shabbos, when you walk out of a halakha illuminated yom tov like Pesach, when you walk out of another year of learning Torah in yeshiva, kol chassid yispal elecha azos. That what? What am I davening for? That something should stay. That there should still be a ziv. That I should be able to see a ray, a light, a something. But say some in a kodesh. That what? That a reshima kadisha should be left on my heart and soul. And that I shouldn't just, he says, descend back into the afruris. Shal yamos achol kiva'avar. That I shouldn't just go back to being the same person I was. That I changed over yantav. And I changed over the course of a year of learning. These are the days of katnas. And one of the hardest things about the days of Katnus is to what? Katnus Ma'od. Yeah, finals. Katnus. Trying to wrap up those last few papers. Trying to somehow hang on tight until you get to Kabbalah Satorah. Until you get back to the next Yanta. But you need to respect the process. You need to respect the process. What does that mean to respect the process? Look at the first piece of Nesivas Shalom. Go back to page 2. And this is really, this was the episode that got me started with today's shiur. This is what I really wanted to share with you. So listen carefully. What does it mean to respect the process? What we've learned is that ER is a time where we're still trying to hold on to a little bit of light. And we're trying to work hard. We're trying to make the push to Kabbalah Satorah. But what does it mean to respect the process? Because these are days of katnus. These are days when of pratim. When you don't feel like the pieces are adding up. I'm just stuck with a handful of puzzle pieces that I don't know how to snap together yet. So look what he says. The Medrash says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, la'olam alti mitzvah sa'omer kal be'enacha." Don't treat the mitzvah of Omer scornfully. Don't make light of the mitzvah of Omer. Shal yedei mitzvah sa'omer zocha Avram li'reishas ha'aretz et eretz Kanaan. That in the zchus of the Omer, Avram was zocha to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Really? Why? That's what the pasuk says. Hadu d'chsev v'nasati l'chol zaracha charecha amenas va'ata es brisi tishvor ve'ezo zo mitzvah ha'omer. Avram, you're going to get the land for you and your children because of the bris. What's the bris? Sviras ha'omer. Really, that's the bris. That was the bris. That was the bris. V'charosi ma'abris l'seisis eretz kanani. That bris is on matzviras ha'omer. I thought that bris was talking about bris milah. What does that mean? Ve'atas brisi tishmor. Bezozo mitzvah sa'omer. What are you talking about? Strange medrash. V'kvar amdu b'mefarshim al zeshu k'medrash pliya. What are you talking about? Ve'atas brisi tishmor is a reference to milah. Nothing to do with omer. U'ma'an yonu etzel mitzvah sa'omer. And how do you learn that b'schus, the omer, Avram was zochet to Eretz Yisrael? Very, very strange thing. And another question. Why dafka by Omer more than anything else does Rabbi Yochanan say, make sure you respect the Omer? Respect, don't treat the Omer, don't let the Omer be kalabe necha. Why? La'olam, look what he says, la'olam alti mitzas Omer kalabe necha. La'olam, always. Always respect the Omer. What's this Indian, la'olam, respect the Omer, such a big Indian. Right? Why dafka this mitzah more than anything else? So he writes in the second paragraph, V'yavur, D'inei ala adam ovrim b'chayev t'kufos shonos. In life, we have ups and we have downs. We have godless and we have mochen dekatnus. V'yesh manim shal godless ha-mochen, v'yesh manim shal katnus ha-mochen. V'yesh itim sheheim b'chinas katnus shevakatnus. Prate pratas, no? You're mechaving to the son of Rebbe. The smallest of the small. Right? The most pratiyazdik times where you feel like, again, everything is just these little crumbs that aren't adding up to anything. Vine mitzvahs mila. So let's talk about the mitzvah of mila. Vatas brisi tishmor. Bris mila, yeah? Mitzvahs mila. Who performs the mitzvah of mila? A little baby. Total katan. Complete katan. Right? Not a katan like a 5-year-old already. You know, a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old, there's already some sense of a mitzvah of chinuch. Mamish akotan shebekatanim. And yet, on this child is about to become a part of Klal Yisrael in the deepest way. in a way that can't be erased. It's being etched onto his body that he's a member of Klal Yisrael, that he counts as part of the Jewish people. V'nei mitzas mila mekayim b'shea katnus shel adam. At the pinnacle of katnus, you're mekayim the mitzvah of mila. And yet, bris mila is one of the most halig mitzvos. So halig, what's the gematria of the word bris? 612. Because bris mila is the one mitzvah that's connected to all 612 other mitzvos. That's what the Svarim HaKadoshim say. So mila is like the ultimate mitzvah. So why is it such a katan having a sheiches to a mila? See, Avram is bris mila when he was already a gadol in every sense of the word. Makes a lot of sense. That is brisi tishmor. Avram, you did an unbelievable thing to have a bris mila so late in life. But such a katan. Vine mitzvah smila on such a katan. Kishuhu eich shenolat umibli sheyevin mu. He doesn't even understand what's going on. The kid's crying over the mila. He doesn't understand anything. So he says on the left hand side, v'chol maisa mitzvah miskayim rak b'zeh shenasa maisa begufo below shum kavana. Katnus. No hero, no machshava. Very small. V'im kol zeh. At the peak, at the pinnacle of katnus, zocha Avram l'reshes es haaretz. So you'll say, hold on a second, but Avram was a gadol. Yeah, but the mitzvah that Avram did, and what Avram was then told to do to others, right, is to perform this mitzvah, not like you, Avram, when you're 100 years old and you've already worked it all out, but do it on a katan. Shezu madrega gavoa biyotzer. U'keneged zeh yesh bechlalos am Yisrael b'mitzvah ha'omer. So now we understand, what's the connection between bris mila and mitzvah ha'omer? Because omer is the exact same thing. Chodesh Iyar is the exact same thing. The same way bris mila is such a big deal, even though it's being performed in such a katan, that's what Sfiras HaOmer is. Sfiras HaOmer is deciding what my Shua is going to look like. It's the biggest deal in the world. What's my Kabbalah Satorah going to look like? And yet, every step is so prati, it's so katan, it's such a smallness. Right? It's not the illumination, the brilliant, bright, shining, illuminated nights of Pesach. But it's what? It's the ziv. It's Chodesh Ziv. A little ray of light, a little reflection of light. It was a time of confusion, of Klal Yisrael just beginning to find themselves, emerging from Mitzrayim, trying to figure out now what. Kein gam Yisrael miyad b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. We were like an uber b'mei behema, right? A goy mikar of goy, plucked out of our mother's womb, the mother being Mitzrayim. And yet we began to count, and we began to work towards Kabbalah Zatorah, like we saw from the Rav last week, the way he understood the Ran, that we didn't even know when we were going to get there, we just kept plowing ahead, kept pushing, like the ox that just does his job, keeps pushing. So he says, look, just at the bottom of the page where it's underlined, behind who kamo mitzvahs mila, that just like mila is done at the peak of one's katnus below shum kavana, ach al yada zocha amarinu l'reshes as haaretz, kamo kein, mitzvahs haomer, al tehi kalabeinecha. It's easy to become cynical. It's easy to think that the omer is not worth anything. It's just another, right? A couple seconds every night, I say a bracha, I count the number, and that's it. No. Usfartim lachem. The Beis Aharon says, lachem is oshei tevos, kedei letayer miklipasenu. Like we say in the Yiratzon at the end. These are the biggest days to cleanse ourselves. Ah, but it's such a small thing. Yeah, but sometimes a small thing, like removing a little piece of arla, can transform a katan into a yid. It can make someone worthy of the highest madrega of the ideal living of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, don't treat the Omer as a small thing. Because sometimes from something which is so small, like Mitzvah HaOmer, a person can reach the greatest madrega of Kabbalah Satorah. Yeah.
It's interesting what Rabbi Yochanan says, that three things have a mila: the erva, the hash, and the leaf.
Right.
So what part is it that we say, all that's the
Mitzvah? It's of him.
It's of him, right?
I think so. Circumcising the heart.
Yeah, it's the idea of character over here. I feel that we're trying to have to live this layer of time.
Right?
I feel that way, it's layer of time from there. And it's clear that it's the heart. So, that risk could be talking about.
Yeah, it is literally a Zman of risk. That's a good point. That every day, and that's also part of the idea, the Chiddush HaRim says, part of the idea of counting upwards. Right, in answer to the Chinuch's question, why do we count up? The answer is because every day, That's what's supposed to be happening during Sefirot Omer. We're getting a little bit more refined. We're cutting away a little more Arlas Halev, right? Arlas HaPeh, we're getting our speech back out of Mitzrayim, right? Bris Milah eventually, Zochet to Bris Milah, as part of the Schus of getting out of Mitzrayim and the Hemshich of defeating Ervas Haaretz, which is Mitzrayim. So 100%, this is Mamish, this is Mount of Milah. It's a great point. Yeah?
What was the Rashi
Tevos
who said?
The Beis Aaron, Rav Aaron of Karlin said that Usfartem Lachem, Lachem is Rashi Tevos, like we say in the Hiratzon after Sfira, Kedei Latayar Miklipaseno, Kedei Latayarinu Miklipaseno. Okay, turn back to page 3 again, by the arrow. So concludes this point. He says again, V'hamedrish, and therefore, what we learned from Rabbi Yochanan, is a chiddush b'avodas Hashem yisparach. She'bechol mitzvah she'yehudi oseh, afilu imhu bekatnas hamochim. A Jew has to realize those moments of katnas are a chashuv thing. She'ein lo hadas v'kavana haru'uya. Al tia mitzvah zukala be'einav. Don't allow a mitzvah that seems to be a small thing to be treated as a small thing, because it's not a small thing. You should realize, he says, ki nefala ma'yedeza inyanim gvom bioser. Big things are taking place. The same way Mila is a small thing, that's a big thing. Realize that Sefirot Omer is a small thing, that's a big thing. I realized that again, if you look at the Shem Hashem for the month of Iyar, I think you see a tremendous thing. What's the tremendous thing you see when you look at the Shem Hashem for the month of Iyar? Again, the Shem Hashem for the month of Iyar is Yud, Hey, and Hey, and Vav. Yud, Hey, Hey, Vav. Yeah? What's the Indian of Yud Hey Hey Vav? Why is that Chodesh Iyar? I think it's Pasha. We know that the letter Yud and the letter Vav are the more positive letters of Hashem's name. They're letters of Chesed. Hey being a female letter, right? Hey being a Nekeva letter, Zachar is associated with Chesed, Nekeva is associated with Din. So look at the Shem Hashem for the month of Iyar. It's all Pasha. It just jumped out at me. Yud, Hey, Hey, Vav. What do you see? It starts with Yud. It starts with what? A little chesed. But then the middle, the whole middle is what? Is Hey and more Hey. Struggles and more struggles. And the goal is to get back to what? Is to get to Vav. That's Mamish. That's Iyar. Right? That's an understanding of Iyar as it is the centerpiece between what? Between Pesach and Shavuos. Again, there's a Yod at the beginning, there's a burst of light at the beginning that puts Iyar into motion, that's Pesach. There's a Vav, right? The Vav of Vav Sivan at the end, so to speak. The Kabbalah Satorah, which again is the chesed of being Mekabel the Torah. But the middle, the whole middle, is a lot of hay. There's a lot of struggle in the middle. But that's what Chodesh Iyar is about. It's about appreciating the struggle and appreciating the process and fighting for it because you care about it. I always share, shared with you in the past, a vart from Rav Avraham Yitzchak Bloch from Telz, and the Shi'urei Hadas from Rav Bloch from Telz, Rav Avraham Yitzchak Bloch. He says, if you look in Maseches Yoma on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham has to be Tochel Kabara. Tochel Kabara. What is Tochel Kabara? His insides have to be like his outsides. He has to be a tzaddik through and through. And what's the proof? What pasuk does it bring? What does it compare the Talmud Chacham to? The Aron. The Talmud Chacham is like the Aron. So says Rav Bloch, hold on one second. The Aron was made of three boxes. The innermost box was gold. The outermost box was gold. And what was the middle box? Wood. So what do you mean Tocho Kabaro? The Talmud Chacham, his inside is like the outside. I mean, I get what you're saying. The inside box is gold and the outside most box is gold. What about all that wood in the middle? So says Rav Bloch, that's exactly who the Talmud Chacham is. A person has a good idea. A person has a burst of inspiration. Chodesh Nisan. Wow. Illumination. Right? Mamish. Mora gadol gila shchina gavaldik. But then what happens? Then the wood starts to set in. Right? Then the more the mundane, the struggle, the day in, day out, the shore, the plowing ox, counting Sefirot HaOmer. Right? That's not so gavaldik. That's hard. The chiddush of the Talmud Chacham is what? He knows how to get through that and get back to what? Get back to gold. That's the difference between us and the Talmud Chacham, who's Tocho Kabar. We have that moment of golden inspiration, and then we come and counter some of the wood, some of the kindness of, it's too hard. We give up. The Talmud Chacham is Tocho Kabar because he knows how to go from gold, to struggle through that period of wood, and to come back to gold. Anyone here ever read Living Inspired? Rabbi Akiva Tatz? The whole second paragraph is about this. It's about inspiration and disappointment, and it's about that Gemara in Masechet Yom. I don't even know if he quotes that Gemara, but he says, Nisan Iyar Sivan is exactly this. Nisan, the little sheep, easy, piece of cake. You grab the Mary had a little lamb, it follows her to school. Chad Gadya, yeah, no problem, little animal. What happens next? Iyar, the ox, the shore. Got to work really hard. But if you're willing to work through the wood, through the shore, then what comes next? Sivan. What's the mazel for Sivan? Tumim, Gemini, twins, right? Where everything realigns once again, we stand side by side under the chuppah with the Kodesh Baruch. And Akiva Tatz says that is all of life. An up, a down, and you fight through and you get back to the up again. That cycle, that mini cycle of Nisan Iyar Sivan is literally everything in life. And he has many examples there to explain why that's so and how that's so. But you have to respect the process. You have to understand that there's going to be a lot of hay in between the Yud and the Vav. All right, and that's what Chodesh Iyar is all about. Take a look on page 4. Rabbeinu Bachaye, beginning of Shmos, Parak Gimel, has a beautiful insight into how to grow like a healthy Jew. Okay, with this I'll share you just one other remez after this and we'll conclude. Says Rabbeinu Bachaye, he's describing how Moshe was a shepherd. And he's describing the various stages of Moshe's life. He says many tzaddikim had three stages in life. Moshe had three stages in life. Moshe had 40 years in Mitzrayim, 40 years in Midian, 40 years in the wilderness. Rabbi Akiva had three stages of life. 40 years he was a businessman. You ever know that? 40 years he learned Torah, and then 40 years he taught Torah. And the same thing is true for Hillel HaZaken. He also had this breakdown, three stages of life. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also had these three stages of life. That's reality. There's always these three. There's a Nisan of one's life, there's an Iyar of one's life, and hopefully, with Hashem's help, you get back to the Sivan of your life. So look what he writes. You see where it says 1, 2, 3 in the middle of the page? He says, Inyan ha-parsha zos ki Moshe hisik shloshe inyanim ve'eluhem ha'esh v'ha-malach v'ha-shchina. Again, this is Shmos Parak Gimel. Moshe by the Sneh. Moshe perceived the fire. Moshe perceived the Malach. Moshe perceived HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One. I numbered them for you, so take a look. One. Tchila, Roha Eish Ha'isa Mislach Keches B'Sneh. First, Moshe sees what? He sees a burning bush. He doesn't see a Malach. He doesn't see God. He sees a tree on fire. And it's intriguing. Ve'ein HaSneh Nisraf. The tree is not being consumed. So he sees a fire. It's an unusual fire. And he's curious. Ve'ra'azeh. He saw this while he was awake, alert, with his physical eye. He saw this is a fire. Right? A real fire. But then he started to think about it, but if it's a regular fire, why is the tree not being consumed? So he decided to get a little bit closer. A little bit closer doesn't only mean he drew physically closer to the Sneh. It means I wanted to understand deeper what's going on here. You see Amara Gadol Hazeh. You see how the Mara is getting bigger? You see how the person who's willing to go, now he's finding something bigger? One small step is becoming now a bigger step to a bigger step. Klomar. Maybe this is a different type of tree that I've never seen before. Or maybe this is a different type of fire. Right? So he's trying to figure out, what is this fire? If he knew it was a godly fire, he wouldn't have gotten closer. He'd understand what it is. But he's curious. He thinks it's a natural fire, but it's acting in a very unnatural way. So what's going on here? So he gets a little bit closer. Two. Take a look by the number two. And now he's become more connected, a little bit deeper, and now he says, his mind grasps, wait a minute, this is not a fire at all. This is a Malach Hashem Tzavakos. Vayar Malach Hashem Elah Bilabas Eish. Vayar Malach Hashem Elah Bilabas Eish. Bitoch HaSneh. A Malach appears to him. Now he's seeing a little bit more. Mashmaras HaKasuv Ki Labat Eish Ra Tchila V'Acher Kach Malach Mitoch Eish. First he saw a fire. Now he saw a Malach. Three. Now that his mind became even stronger, Bri'as HaMalach, now he's Ra B'mar Nevuah Kvod HaShechina. And now all of a sudden he's having an interaction, not through his physical faculties, but through the mind's eye, so to speak. He's able to now have a conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Hashem sees that he's turned to look, Vayikra Elav Elokim. Now Hashem calls out to him. What do you learn from this? Three stages of Moshe's life. It all began with these three stages that took place at the Sneh. It's beautiful. Mamash is beautiful. He lines it up by the arrow. Umipnei. She'ata ha'isa t'chilas nevuas Moshe. Moshe is about to begin becoming Moshe, becoming the greatest Navi of all. Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chancho ma'at ma'at. Hashem says the only way I can make you the greatest Navi is through Chodesh Iyar. Step by step. Step by step. Little by little. La'aloso madrega la'madrega achi eschazik sichlo. Mashal l'mahadavar dome. What can it be compared to? A person who's sitting, says Rabbeinu Bachai, in a dark room. If you walk in and flip on a very bright light, what's going to happen? It's going to hurt their eyes. They're not going to get anything out of it. But if you let a little light in, and then a little more light in, and then a little more light in, and then a little more light in, then eventually the person can become accustomed to a very great light and can benefit from the very great light. That's the mashal that he gives. So he says, three lines from the end. V'chein matzinu b'Yisrael. Shechonuchan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nesinas HaTorah ma'at ma'at. It's so interesting. Think about this. Did you ever think about this? Hashem didn't give us the whole Torah at once. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shabbos and Din. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Aseres HaDibros. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let's flesh it out a little bit more. Turn the page. Lachein Matzinu. Be'inyan HaSagaso Yizbarach. This is the only way to acquire Hashem. So what we're learning is amazing Kiddush. We thought Nisan was so great, I felt so illuminated, I was basking mamish in front of Hashem, and now I'm just sitting in a little ray of light. And the answer is, the only way you're going to get something real out of the experience of Elokus is Chodesh Iyar. Iyar, Ani Hashem Rofecha. If you want to be a healthy Jew, this is the month. B'inyan HaSagasu Yizbarach, a person needs to be mechanech himself, ma'at, ma'at. Now listen to this, listen to how he reads the pasuk that he's about to quote for us from Hosea. This is mamish gevaldik the way he reads the pasuk. You want to be a big mavakish, that's gevaldik. But if you don't know how to do it, you're going to destroy yourself. Listen to what he says, so beautiful. Step by step, a person can expand himself. Like the mashal I just gave you, says Rabbeinu Bachaya. Like the light of day. You ever think about it? Why does the sun have to rise slowly? Why can't it be like a light switch in the sky that Hashem turns it on and turns it off? Day, night, on, off. The answer is because that's not how light and that's not how dark works. Just like the shachar is maschil lizroch ma'at or, just like there's something called sunrise, where a little bit of light gets a little brighter, a little brighter, a little brighter, a little brighter. V'acharkach holich u'marchiv. So too, that is how we come to Asagas Elukos. V'zeh lashon ha'navi. Now take a look. Look what he says here. The pasuk in Hosea tells us, V'neida nirdefa ledasas Hashem kishachar nachon motza'o. Look how he reads the pasuk. Limdanu ha'kasuk. There are Jews who want to chase after Hashem, but they have no idea how to do it. What do you mean they have no idea how to do it? They don't know how to do it in a healthy way. A person wants to always be Nisandik. I always want to be Gilo Shechinadik. I don't want to be Chodesh Ziv. I don't want to be Ziv Ashchina. I want to be Gilo Shechina, the whole thing. So look what he says. Again, in the fourth line. Yesh anashim she'enam yodim lirdof u'mevakshim lahasik hayediyah babas achas. I want a full Shemona Esrei with Kavana from beginning to end. Now. I want Shas in my back pocket. Now. I want Shmiras Einayim 100%. Now. Forever. For the rest of my life. Never to be Nichshol again. It doesn't work like that. It didn't work like that for Moshe. It didn't work like that for Bi'akiva. It didn't work like that for anyone. It didn't work like that for Klal Yisrael and Kabbalah Satorah. That's not how it works. V'lezeh Amar. So look how he reads the pasuk in Hosea. V'neida nirdofa ledas. Sh'neida t'chila eich nirdof. You have to know how to be mavakesh Hashem. To know how to chase Hashem. How to be a rodif. Acher kedusha v'tara. U'bir eichos hardof of Amar. And you want to know how to do that? Says Hosea in the sixth parak. I'll tell you how. Kishachar nachon motzo. Like the light of the sun coming up in the morning. Klomar, lo basachas, el ma'at ma'at. Kishachar nachon motzo. Like a proper sunrise. So too you'll find it. Valderach HaMedrash, like the Medrash says, Moshe Hayaroa Son Yisro, Chosno, Kohen Midyan. And he followed the Tzon, where? Into the Midbar. What's a Midbar? Er is a Midbar. Er is a Midbar. It's kind of just like this boring waiting period of Katnas HaMochin. But think about all the good things that happened in Jewish history in a Midbar. Take a look, says the Medrash. Ra Moshe Malasan Shal Yisrael Min HaMidbar. The greatness of a Jew is defined by the Midbar. By the Midbar. Not when you get to Har Sinai, but the stretch on the way to Har Sinai. Mizos Ole Min HaMidbar. What an aliyah a person can have in a Midbar. In the time that he's not in yeshiva. The Midbar, the long stretch of the summer. Right? When a person's trying to figure out, how do I fill all my new free time? It's a Midbar, it's a Midbar. And yet, Aliyah Min HaMidbar, Torah Min HaMidbar, Mishkan Min HaMidbar, Kunu Malchus Min HaMidbar, Be'er Min HaMidbar, Anani HaKavod Min HaMidbar. Look how many good things happened in the Midbar. Because again, a Jew understands the Katnas HaMochin and understands how to use that step by step by step is the Jew who comes to Kabbalah Satorah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason why we have accounted for in the Midbar is because after that, we were empty,
a clay.
We were a clay, yeah.
Right? A clay to be makabel. Yeah. Yeah. That's the end of the Torah. Le'enei kol Yisrael. Le'enei kol Yisrael is Rashi Tevos clay. The Jewish people are a clay. Kohanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim. We're a clay. Kohanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim. We're a clay. So the more I make myself a kli, ready to receive, the more I'll be able to receive. Exactly. The more I make it on Erev Shabbos during Iyar, then I come to Shabbos Kabbalah Sotah. Okay, turn to the final page, and I'll share with you a remez from the Chamer Tava. Who's the Chamer Tava? The Rebbe of Baranov. The Rebbe of Baranov, his name was Horowitz, came to Eretz Yisrael for the last number of years of his life. We looked at a sefer in the past, the Ora of a Simcha. We looked at it, Chanukah time and Purim time. He has beautiful Lag BaOmer Torahs that we spoke about last year. So in the Chamer Tavra and Parshas Vayera, they put out a new print a couple of months ago. So I was going through it, I was learning it inside. And I came across the following remez in Parshas Vayera, and I filed it away in my ER notes. But now after this whole Malach, I think we'll understand it that much more. What happened in Parshas Vayera? In Vayera, Lot is on the run, trying to save his life, and he's told, it's Mamash Gavaldik. You're gonna see exactly what I'm hinting to the second I say it. Lot is told, go to the mountain. Flee to the mountain. Go to safety, get to the mountain. And Lot says, I don't think I can make it to the mountain. And Lot looks around and he says, what about that small city over there? Can I go there in the meantime? Lot's looking for some type of concession. I can't make it to the mountain. I'm scared I'm gonna get killed in the mountain. So he says, can I go there? Can I go to that small place? Here's the lashon of the pasuk. Halo mitzar hi usachi nafshi. Is it not small? Can I sustain myself there? Do I have to go to the mountain? No. What's the response? Fine. Go to the small place. Go to that small place. And he ends up calling the place, because of its right, mitzar, its smallness, he calls the place what? What's the name of the place? I don't remember. Tzohar. Tzohar. Okay? Says the Chamer Tava, there's a remez here, a very geuladik remez that takes place in this small town called, this small little place called Tzohar. V'yitachin ki sham hu tzmichas nishmas Mashiach ben David abami b'nos Lot. What happens in Tzohar? What happens in that smallness? In that small place when he wasn't ready to go to the mountain, the big mountain. He went to the small place called Tzohar. That's where Lot and his daughters are intimate together. To save the world, as they believe the world is coming to an end. And that puts into motion what? Amon and Moav. Basically puts into motion Mashiach. Puts into motion Moav. Rus, David. Malchus based David, Mashiach. So therefore he says, now you understand, let me go to Tzohar. Halo mitzarhi, usechi nafshi. Hutam usechi nafshi. Usechi is Gematria 424. What's the chiyus that's going to come from such a place? 424 is a good number to know. Mashiach ben David is Gematria 424. What else is 424? How many cups did you drink this year on Pesach? How many cups did you drink? Right? Drink four cups, right? Drink four cups. No, if you would have drank five cups, then Mashiach would be here by now. But we're all too scared to drink that fifth cup. We just leave it on the table. We're waiting for Eliyahu to help us to drink that fifth cup. What's the gematria of Vehevesi, the fifth lashon of Geula? Vehevesi, 424, Mashiach ben David. Right? That's what we're waiting for. Vatechi nafshi. So he went to that place to what? To find chiyos. What chiyos? The chiyos of Mashiach. To give birth to Mashiach. Mashiach ben David, v'techi. Mine al yedei David. With the birth of David, now we can have Mashiach, because now nishlam dalid regle merkava. The fourth leg, so to speak, of the divine chariot has been prepared. Like it says in Sefer Karnaim, and in the Don Yadin from Rav Shimshon Meastropoli, Hashem min kom damo, asher dalid regle merkava sodom betevas iyar. The four legs of the divine chariot are Iyar. Aleph, Yud, Yud, Resh. What's Aleph, Yud, Yud, Resh? Rashi Tevas Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel. Ki Rachel besod David. Rachel is the secret of David. David is the secret of Rachel. What exactly that means and how exactly that works is a good question. But for now, we're going to take his word for it. That Aleph, Yud, Yud, Resh, Iyar, right, can only be complete, so to speak. The fourth wheel of the divine chariot comes about through David HaMelech. And therefore, in this moment, when David is being born, when Lot is being with his daughters to produce Moab, to produce David HaMelech, guess what? In that moment, Ulin Yanenu Nirmazkan, what does the Pasuk say? Mitzar Hu Usachi Nafshi Sofei Tevos Iyar. What does it have to do with Iyar? How does it connect? I just thought of another emes. What's the gematria of Moab? This is where it's happening. Moab is being created right here and right now. What's the gematria of Moab? What's the gematria of Moab? 49, exactly. Because it's Dafka here in this small little town, in the small steps that a Jew takes in Chodesh Iyar, which is being Merumis here, Iyar. Right? As it's hinted in the Pasuk. Look at the Sofei Tevos. Halo, Mitzar, Hi, Usachi Nafshi. Mitzar, Hi, Usachi Nafshi, Sofei Tevos Iyar. Kel Yedei Tzmichas David. Nia Nishlam Raza Da Hiromis Beiar Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel, and therefore he says V'chein Elu Dalid Nir Mazim B'Mispar Hu Usachi Nafshi, that the gematria of what Hu Usachi Nafshi is Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel. Why Dafka here? Why is there a hint to Iyar over here? Meaning, I get Iyar is really not Iyar. He's not talking about Chodesh Iyar. He's talking about Iyar Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel. And I understand he's talking about Mashiach. That part I all see. I get that. What does that do with Iyar? What we're talking about? I think the answer is Pashut. Because again, Lot said, "I'm not ready to go to the mountain. I'm not ready to come to Kabbalah Satorah. I want to stop off along the small steps along the way." Oh, small steps along the way. That's Mashiach. Then. That's Geula. That's Katan Samochin to get back to Gadol Samochin. That's the road from Pesach to get to Shavuos, with the small steps along the way, and to appreciate those small steps. So Mirtza Hashem, as we begin Chodesh Iyar, it's a month of Shur, it's a month of hard work, it's a month of planting those seeds which will eventually produce Mashiach, Mirtza Hashem. We should remember, like the Kodesh Maggid says, Tzoma Nafshi Leilukim, I want to be close to Hashem, but, what's the next part of the Pasuk? Lekel Chai. Kel Chai, says the Kodesh Maggid, Kel is 31, Chai is 18, 49. I want to be close to Hashem. But first, Kel Chai. First there has to be the 49 days of Sfiras Omer. And then, Masai Avo Ve'era Pnei Elokim. Then I'll come back face to face. No longer sitting in the ER, the Ziva Shechina. Just that little ray of light. But to Mamish be. To Mamish be Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tam. To be fully in the presence of Hashem. To feel that intense Hiskarvus Elokus like we felt B'shas the Seder, to be able to feel that once again on Shavuos. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us a lot of strength to have a very strong Chodesh Iyar.